Hi, this is Mikhaila from Customer Support. How may I assist you?
Hi, is this the hardware store name?
I'm sorry? I'm sorry, could you repeat? You said, is this whom?
No. Is this a hardware store? Is this Home Depot or any
kind of
hardware?
No, we're not a hardware store.
What
we're
kind
a
of store
party
is this
call
one?
Center. We're not a store. We're a third-party call center.
Oh, because someone used my card to charge something from my the store's name is Ultimate Hardware Store.
No, sir. We're not a hardware store.
What kind of store are you? You're a third party what, ma'am?
We're a call center.
Call center. Who do you achieve your calls from? What company?
We service hundreds of companies and products. If you want us to take a look and see if there's something that one of our companies charge you for, we can take a look.
Can you do that, please?
Yes. Can you provide me with your zip code?
95835.
Okay. And what is your first and last name?
First name is John. Last name is G-O-R-D-O-N.
Okay. And could you confirm your shipping address for me?
Excuse me, what do you need?
Your shipping address?
5601 Natomas Boulevard, apartment 22208, Sacramento, California, 95835.
Okay. Okay, I do have your account here. It looks like on November the 11th, you enter into our sweepstakes for a chance to win the cookware. Do you recall doing that?
The what where?
The cookware.
Yeah. They said they were just going to charge me for shipping.
Correct. So
shipping
to enter into...
Excuse me?
Yes, so to enter into the drawing, all they do charge is the $7.95 to enter into the drawing. However, it does inform you that if you don't win the initial one within 3 business days, it will go ahead and charge you that membership fee. You do get a $125 gift voucher for being a part of that membership, but it does that $54.95 is entering you into the bigger drawing for a better chance at winning that cookware.
No, I never received a cookware. I never entered any sweepstakes. I remember when I saw that thing was only, if you want this cookware, all you have to pay is shipping and handling for $7.95. And I guess it was never told to me that I had to enter a sweepstakes to win that. I thought I automatically won that.
No, sir. So the first entry, the $6.95 that you paid was, sorry, the $7.95 that you paid was the first entry for a chance to win it. If you don't win it in 2 days, in the terms and conditions, it does let you know that it will enter you into a bigger drawing for a better chance at winning that item if you don't call in and cancel beforehand.
First of all, when I entered to receive the cookware, I never called anyone. I never called or talked to anyone to sign up. It was never explained to me that I had to do this. So what I'm saying is I thought all I had to pay is $7.95 shipping and handling, and they would ship me the cookware. I automatically won a movie. So I don't know how to dispute that. I never talked to a live person, and there was never told me that if I don't win the first time, I would be entered in another drawing. That was never told to me or what. So I don't know what kind of stuff's going on here.
Yes, sir, I understand if you may have overlooked it, but it is the customer's responsibility to review the terms and conditions when placing an order, and that's on any item you order.
No, how can you review the terms and conditions? But it only says in my email, all you have to do is pay for the shipping and handling. That's it.
There's and that is correct, sir, but it does also inform in the that is correct. All you have to pay is the shipping and handling, and it does not charge you until 72 hours later when you don't go in and cancel. But if you don't read the terms and conditions, you wouldn't be aware of that. So I understand if you may have overlooked it. I did go ahead and cancel it for you so you won't be billed anything going further. But that is a valid charge due to the fact that it was not canceled within the expected time.
Well, anyway, I'm going to dispute this with my credit card company I deal with.
Okay, I will inform you that what happens is when charges are like this are disputed, the bank does contact. We inform them as well of our terms and conditions, and then they charge the charge back. Because you can only dispute a charge when it was not done by you and it is considered fraud. But due to the fact that you did go in and sign up for a chance to win that cookware, it is considered a valid charge. As a courtesy, I can offer you a 50% refund.
What do you mean a 50% refund?
Yes, as a courtesy. So the 54.95 that you were charged, I can offer you 50% off of that charge as a courtesy.
So how much of me? How much my refund, the courtesy refund?
So if I do 50%, the final price of that charge will be $27.48, and you'll get $27.48 back.
To my credit card?
Correct. To whatever card you use, it'll be back on that card in 3 to 5 business days, maybe sooner. It depends on your banking institution.
Oh, it's a Citibank, City credit card bank.
Okay, yeah, so it depends on them how fast they work, but we tell you to allow 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so may I have your name or employee number so that way I can tell my Citibank that I spoke to you and offered me the 50% discount. I'm willing to pay the $27 something, but I'm not willing to be one of charge that.
Correct. Yes, my name is Makayla.
How do you spell that, Makayla?
It is M-A.
M-A.
K-H.
K-H.
Y.
Y.
L-A.
L-A.
Yes.
Makayla. Do you have a badge number or ID number or employee number?
No, sir. We don't have a employee number or anything. We just give out our name. We do leave notes on every account, and every call is recorded. I have your account canceled. If you would like to take down that cancellation number, I can provide you with the cancellation number now.
Please do.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready for that.
I'm ready.
So it is the letter C as in Charlie.
Okay.
680.
680.
917.
917. 542. 542.
Yes, and that number just confirms that your account was canceled and you won't be billed anything going further.
So I'm just going to get billed like $27.
Correct. That is all you'll see on your bank statement once it does, the refund is processed by your banking institution.
How long are you guys going to refund my $27? What, 3 business days or 7 business days?
So we've already put in a refund. Right now it is up to your banking institution. And when it is dependent upon your banking institution, it could take 3 to 5 business days. But sometimes it comes sooner than that.
So as far as we are talking right now, you submitted half of what I paid.
Correct.
So that way, and then you tell me that I will call my bank institution, see if they put back $27 back to my account.
Yes, correct. And you should have got an email letting you know you were refunded as well.
Okay. What email you send that to?
So the email we have on file is pi54jg@gmail.com.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's my email. All right. Well, I guess I'll have to just soak it up with $27, and I guess I won't have to dispute the charge then. So I just want to tell my bank that I spoke to you, and you gave me a half off, or your refund half of what I paid. And as far as we speak right now, the account is closed. Am I correct?
Correct.
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening, and thank you for your help.
My pleasure. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.